Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston's getting pretty good at this. A duck boat rolling rally, this time to celebrate a World Series title for the Red Sox. WBUR's Lynn Joliker was in the crowd today as fans got to cheer on their favorite players.
It's a good time for Boston sports fans.
So good! So good! So good!
Oh my gosh, the atmosphere, the energy.
For Jermaine Pullum of Boston, prime reason to take an extra long lunch break.
It feels like it's becoming a tradition to come because we win so much now. It's like, you know, every season it's like, get prepared to come down to the parade because we're most likely to win something out here. It's great.
Pullum says coming to the parade is one more chance to soak up this amazing season and the Sox players who made it happen.
I mean, it's like we kind of live through them as fans, you know, live through them and seeing them so excited and happy. And they're so happy for the fans, you know, and I know how much we support them and that energy we give them to help them to win those games. So it's like we all are champions.
This World Series champion team was special, he says. That's a sentiment echoed by many fans in the crowd, including Amelia Ferrier of Cranston, Rhode Island.
Nobody's really full of themselves. Everybody works for the team. Everybody supports each other. So I really appreciate that, and I noticed that. And it shows, especially now that they won the World Series. They know how to work together.
Ferrier's such a fan, she spent the last few days crafting a World Series trophy hat out of felt and dowels and hot glue that later proved to be a hit among the passing baseball stars. As the hours passed, the sidewalks of Copley Square got more packed, and finally, confetti, the booming sounds of music, and the chants.
David Price! David Price!
Fans relished the chance to cheer for the previously maligned, now newly appreciated pitcher David Price, who won three games in the playoffs, including the final World Series game in which he pitched into the eighth inning. For Sox fans in the crowd, a smile or wave from a player made their day. Rob Borden of Johnston, Rhode Island, got a little something more.
Hey, Joe Kelly threw me this nip. I chugged it, and I loved it. I love Kelly. This is the best Red Sox team ever. This is the most special time of my life.
I was like, let's go Red Sox! Woo!
And we both said, damage done.
Alex Meltzer and Matthew Murphy, 8-year-old friends from Franklin, got to make this Halloween a bit more of a holiday. They missed school to catch the Sox celebration.
Well, we saw Mookie Betts. We saw JD.
We saw David Ortiz holding the trophy.
If there's any reason to skip school, it's definitely for the World Series champions, right?
Yeah!
Alex's mom, Jody Meltzer-Darter, says she'd do it again in a heartbeat. And like other fans we talked to, she isn't getting sick of celebrating national sports titles in Boston. As she says, it wasn't her childhood.
I think this is really hard-earned, this celebratory period since 2000, obviously. I mean, we went through really tough times, so we've earned it.
Sox supporters are convinced that behind the leadership of the upstart manager Alex Cora, they'll be back here again, celebrating in the streets before long. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.